This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report on how Karl Rove points the way to the White House for the Democrats. You don't expect Karl Rove to be the voice of reason for Republicans, given his role as the master political operative between the two Bush presidency, but these days you have to embrace whatever help you can find. In this case, Rove is writing a sober-up memo to the Republican faithful and trying to pop a balloon floating around their ranks that they could win the White House by doing a better job at turning out more conservatives who they were claiming were stay-at-home voters last time. Rove marshals extensive evidence in an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal that the dealers of this story are essentially smoking their own dope. The point of Rove's message is obviously an attempt to rein in the radicals, including a handful of whom are running for president in the Republican primary, the likes of Senator Ted Cruz, Governor Bobby Jindal, Senator Rand Paul, and a gaggle of others. He's clearly stepping up as a voice of the right-center moderate wing of the party, and given his closeness to the Bushes, it would be a shock to see him fronting, to not front, for former Florida Governor Jeb Bush's campaign. But saying all of that, there are two sides to this coin. The other side points the direction for the Democrats as clearly as it scolds the Republicans. Rove's comments go right to the heart of voter turnout and why the field program is still going to be the secret sauce for a winner in 2016. The voter turnout dropped from 131.5 million when Obama won in 2008 to 129.5 million when he won his second term. Rove is crystal clear that while turnout may have sagged, the percentage of self-declared conservative voters in 2012 had never been higher, reaching 39%, which is pretty scary in itself. Rove says that Republicans concerned about voters who fail to show up should look elsewhere. There are approximately 4.9 million fewer self-identified moderates, 1.7 million fewer white Catholics, and 1.2 million fewer women who voted in 2012 than in 2008. Among the Catholics who didn't vote, Rove claims they appear to be middle-class and blue-collar voters who were turned off to Obama but couldn't stomach Romney, largely because of his elitism. That's an emerging, troubling issue for the Hillary Democrats as well. So what are the tips for the Democrats? In general, they're going to have to double down to pull the same number of African Americans as Obama did in both elections. Hillary may think she can do that, but it won't be easy, and it won't be Bill. It has to be Obama himself working that base, which would temper any criticism from any candidate. Younger voters are not mentioned by Rove because Republicans know there's not much chance there, though Rand Paul is betting he can take a slice, and Democrats will have the same problem, except with younger women if Hillary is the candidate. There's also little doubt that with Hillary as a candidate, there will be a significant and perhaps historic increase in women voting if the campaign keeps it together. Hillary and any of the announced candidates are not going to be able to hold on to the Hispanic loyalty against Jeb Bush or Senator Marco Rubio. But once again, Obama might be the difference here given all of his recent initiatives. Here's my takeaway. We're going to hear a lot from Hillary and the rest of them that we have to appeal to the moderates to win. Maybe so, but if you study Rove's remarks, it also looks like to win, we need President Obama to see 2016 as his third presidential election with his legacy on the line in order to hold on to the key blocks that have to perform in order to win. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.